Ngāti Kahangungu has stepped in to try and ease gang tensions after a Hastings rugby match 2 weekends ago turned violent. You'll remember a van carrying a visiting team was shot at there. The game between Hastings club Tamatea and the visiting Young Māori Party team was called off before the shooting. Police say gangs were involved and two people have since been arrested. The iwi's chair, Baden Barber, has met with both the Mongrel Mob and Black Power leaders, as well as with police and rugby club representatives, to try and make sure it doesn't happen again. He told me earlier the iwi has been working with gang members to help connect them with jobs and their culture.
You know, they've got all these young people. They've got a lot of time on their hands and not doing anything constructive, and how can we change that? And so that's where the iwi can come. That's where we can, we've got trade training, building a whole heap of housing for people. For whānau, these young people could be part of that solution. So we started to get into the border issues, societal issues around education, training, culture. You know, these gang members want to re-engage with their Māori culture, who they are. They don't know who they are. And the iwi can help with that. So, yeah, we started with the rugby. We started with the incident and safety, whānau safety. But then, you know, we started to talk about wider issues that have been impacting gang whānau for generations. And we have to kind of stop that cycle.
Do you feel like you made some progress there?
It was a very constructive meeting, very positive meeting. The iwi, we haven't had a formal relationship with our gang whānau over the years. You know, we've had things arise like this. We all come together and look for a solution. But, you know, enduring relationships with these whānau, we haven't had that. So we talked about that. There needs to be a bit more structure, formality around that relationship. And so that's what we're going to look at doing going forward.
What's going to happen with future games? The rugby union was there as well, weren't they?
Well, I've been in meetings with the rugby union. That was straight after the incident, and we looked at neutral grounds, making sure that the ground security is in place. And then police have been supportive. Just having a police presence can be enough just to deter that type of behaviour. But just ground safety, ground management, that type of thing. The rugby union and the clubs are looking at all of that. I think the games played last weekend, we played at a neutral ground where, you know, it's very public. Like, you know, sometimes our grounds can be a little bit tucked away. But if they're very public and in the public eye, you know, it's those types of measures. So, yeah, there's lots of things that are in the plan, you know, just to ensure that whānau players and officials are safe.
What sort of assurances did the gang leadership give you, or could they give you, about the behaviour of their members?
Well, they've spoken to their members. They've told their own members that it's not acceptable. They do not condone it as leadership. But one of the issues that we do have is that there are multiple heads to this pake. And we have chapters, you know, the chapters that are in Hawke's Bay are numerous. They have their own leadership and they have their own followers. So it's just, I think, reinforcing the messages up. But, you know, these guys carry a lot of mana within their circles. And so hopefully that message is being heard. And they were confident that it's a one-off. And so we take a little bit of comfort from that, but you just never know, and we just want to make sure that we're in conversations with the gangs, we're in contact, and that they understand us, we understand them, and you know, we're kind of moving forward together. I think that was the real aim of the huis.
That was Ngāti Kahangungu chair there, Baden Barber, who has met with Mongrel Mob and Black Power leaders after that violence that erupted after the Hastings rugby match a couple of weeks ago. Sounds like they've made some good progress there.